The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Cork County Council has just adopted a motion for the council to write to Minister of Education Hildegard Naughton to mandate that the national anthem be taught in our primary and our secondary schools and to be sung before class. This comes as we approach the 100-year anniversary of Iron the Vein being made our official anthem. Well, joining me now to discuss this is Aintu Councillor Peter O'Donoghue, who suggested the motion to the council. Peter, you're very welcome to the show. So is it your sense at this point, Peter, that our kids are being failed by not knowing the words of the national anthem off by heart, or perhaps not even getting the opportunity to sing the national anthem in their schools?
Yeah. Good afternoon, Ciara. Hope you're keeping well. It's a beautiful day here in Cork. So yeah, look, yesterday we voted in Cork County Council that the national anthem be made a compulsory part of the weekly education programme in schools throughout the state. And look, I suppose the reason for that is it's become, I suppose, obvious to me that many people in this country don't actually know their own national anthem. And I believe this is the state's fault, because the state haven't ensured that the national anthem is taught in our schools. And look, I suppose I lived abroad in several different countries in the world. I worked and lived in Alberta, Canada for many years, and I remember working in schools over there in construction, and every Monday morning before class the entire school would stand up and sing the Canadian national anthem, and it was a powerful experience for me to listen to. I know of other countries. A good friend of mine, Derry Desmond, he runs a charity in Kenya called Lekela Africa. And he tells me that every Monday and every Friday, 400 kids get up there and they sing their Kenyan national anthem before school. Many countries throughout the world, they make it mandatory for their classes to sing the national anthem. And I think it's just right that we do it in Ireland as well.
Did you learn it when you were at school, Councillor? Do you recall singing it?
No, I do not recall singing or learning the national anthem in school. I became aware of my own lack of knowledge of the national anthem when I actually lived in New Zealand, and a New Zealand man asked me to sing it, and I knew the vast majority of the words, but I couldn't guarantee that I knew every word. So from that point, I actually learned it, and I became more aware of the lack of education around our national anthem.
I mean, the Department of Education have spoken out about this in the past, because I think there was a similar motion from a Sinn Féin TD on this last year. And he said, or the department said, look, there are clear pathways throughout teaching, whether it's Irish history or teaching the Irish language or through song or through music classes, for teachers to teach the national anthem if they so wish, that it's not necessary to make it compulsory.
Yeah, well, I believe it should be compulsory in all schools throughout Ireland to learn the national anthem. I believe that it should, and for me, the best way to do it and to learn it is just sing it one day a week, and it would take 60 seconds. It wouldn't be a huge part of the school day gone, and it should be done either first thing in a Monday morning or a Friday like other countries do. And it would ensure that the people of Ireland, the children, the students and the adults in the future would know the national anthem of Ireland and would sing it with pride and passion.
And is that the thing for you, that it is about civic pride? It is about having some pride in your country, in your anthem, in your flag. Is that what it's about?
Yeah, well, look, a national anthem, it's a patriotic musical composition symbolising a country's history, culture and values. It fosters unity, it instills national pride, and it serves as an official sonic representation of a state. So I do believe that Irish citizens should be taught their national anthem, and that they should sing it with pride. I really do believe that.
There may be some people listening to The Hard Shoulder this evening who are just picturing all those little kids in America when they go into their classroom in the morning and they put their hand on their chest and they recite their Pledge of Allegiance, and it makes them a little bit uncomfortable. Is it a bit like that?
No, well, it was only one individual raised that with me, and actually the vast majority of people that have contacted me in relation to this motion have been very supportive of the motion. Actually, there's been actually no negative commentary in relation to the motion. But what has become apparent to me is that the older generation, they would have learned the national anthem in the 60s and the 70s, and they would actually today have taken it for granted that the schools were still teaching the national anthem. Every school in Ireland is still teaching the national anthem. So it's not like becoming America. I suppose being proud of our national anthem and having it taught again once more in classrooms throughout the country like was done in the past.
Do you think people would be able to opt out of it?
Well, look, nobody will be forced to sing the national anthem, but I just believe that in the classroom that the teacher should, once a week, the class should stand up and sing the national anthem. It's not about people opting out or being forced to do it, but that it should be a compulsory part of the education programme.
What reception do you expect to get from this, from the minister, given the fact that this has been raised before and it appears got nowhere?
Yeah, well, look, I welcome all parties pursuing this issue. I think it's an issue of national importance. This year is actually the 100-year anniversary of the official adaptation of Our Ann Mhuine as our national anthem. It was actually officially adopted on July 12th, 1926. I know the minister has been dismissive of the proposal in the past, but I think the minister needs to take this seriously now. And especially considering that this is the 100-year anniversary of Our Ann Mhuine as our official national anthem.
All right.
And to actually make it compulsory for our teachers and for school boards and education boards throughout the country to teach our national anthem.
Peter O'Donoghue, Into Councillor on Cork County Council. Thanks for speaking to us on The Hard Shoulder. Let me know your thoughts on that. Would you like to see the teaching of Our Ann Mhuine in this, its 100 year, made compulsory in schools? And a bit further than that, would you like to see the kids going in on their Mondays or their Friday mornings to an assembly and belting it out? Is it something you would support? Would you have any issues with it? 087 1400 106.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.